And but we have to go a little beyond that. Now, let me explain why vibrational theory has some sort of interest in it. These molecules, as you saw in the beginning, the building blocks had springs connecting them to each other. In fact, molecules are able to vibrate at a set of frequencies which are very specific for each molecule and for the bonds connecting them. So this is the sound of the OH stretch translated into the audible range. SH, quite a different frequency. Now, this is kind of interesting because it tells you that you should be looking for a particular fact, which is this. Nothing in the world smells like rotten eggs except SH, okay? Now, fact B, nothing in the world has that frequency except SH. If you look on this imaginary piano keyboard, the SH stretch is in the middle of a part of the keyboard that has been, so to speak, damaged, and there are no neighboring notes. Nothing is close to it. You have a unique smell, unique vibration.